It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Well, I'm running the scope across the closest lake here, and I'm looking at a canvasback, golden eye, white spot on the face, and then the golden eye.
Oh, pretty. Yeah, all three of them just dove.
We've come to one of the most celebrated waterfowl saunas in eastern Colorado, Valmont Reservoir. It's actually three reservoirs. And these three reservoirs are warmed by the discharge from the Valmont coal power plant. They use water to cool off the furnaces. That water heats. It comes into these reservoirs. And as a result, these reservoirs remain ice-free throughout the winter. When Boulder, Colorado held its first Christmas bird count 100 years ago, it turned out only one person went out. For aquatic birds, he saw a total of 4 mallards. That was it. Last year on our count, we had 106 observers, and they saw 6,500 ducks and geese, representing, I think, 19 species, plus all kinds of divers and all kinds of other aquatic birds, including herons. So what's happened is we've artificially changed the environment here. Historically, virtually all the bodies of water out here on the plains were frozen over in December. And then they started building reservoirs, but even the reservoirs would freeze over in the coldest days of December. But here where there's the power plant and along Boulder Creek where you have the sewage treatment plant discharging effluent, we have areas that remain ice-free all winter, and we get all these aquatic birds.
This year, we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Christmas bird counts in Boulder. The counts actually date back to 1900, when the Audubon Society began a holiday tradition to compete with Christmas shoots. In the shooting competition, the side that brought in the biggest pile of feathered and furred creatures won. Since then, watching birds has soared in popularity, and more than 2,000 counts took place worldwide last year. If you'd like to do something fun and different for Christmas, join us for the count on Sunday, December 20th. You can either go out with a team from dawn to sunset, or you can just do a few hours of feeder watching. To register, call Bill Schmoker, 303-702-9589. For more information, check the webpage for Boulder County Audubon Society.
And if you'd like to participate in the Denver count, go to the Audubon Society of Greater Denver website. There are also counts in Longmont, Littleton, and communities up and down the Front Range.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,